Can you remember being 15 and what problems you had? The main character of the book, The Perks of Being a Wallflower, has got loads of problems. The Perks of Being a Wallflower by Stephen Chbosky is about a teenage boy named Charlie. He is struggling with almost every aspect in his life. Right in the beginning, one gets an insight in Charlie's mind. To reduce the anxiety of starting high school without any friends, Charlie starts writing letters to an anonymous person. In the letters, he writes down all his feelings and inner thoughts. He only opens up in the letters and not towards the people in his life. First, Charlie seems to have no friends, until he meets Samantha and Patrick. Sam and Patrick are in their last year of high school. Soon, they become close friends. With them, he takes drugs for the first time and drinks alcohol. In the following part, he describes his first time on drugs.
After 30 minutes, the room started to slip away from me. I was talking to one of the girls with the belly button ring, and she seemed like she was in a movie. I started blinking a lot and looking around, and the music sounded heavy like water. Sam came down, and when she saw me, she turned to Bob. "What the hell is your problem?"
Another important person in Charlie's life was his aunt Helen. She died in a car accident on his 7th birthday. Charlie feels guilty for her death because she was on her way to get him a birthday present. He struggles with this a lot. One reason for the struggles might be that Charlie was confronted with sexual abuse when he was pretty young. He was molested by his aunt, and he witnessed a girl being raped, which he describes as follows.
"This one couple, whom I was told later were very popular and in love, stumbled into my room and asked if I minded them using it. I told them that my brother and sister said I had to stay here, and they asked if they could use the room anyway with me still in it. I said I didn't see why not, so they closed the door and started kissing very hard. After a few minutes, the boy's hand went up the girl's shirt and she started protesting. They kept doing other things and she kept saying no. Even when I covered my ears, I could still hear her say that."
So, Charlie's life has always been complicated. We get an impression of that in the book, The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
In general, we have to say that the book was good to read. It was rather depressing than fun, and we didn't expect the outcome of the book, which we liked, because it still fits to the story. But it is pretty complicated to understand. Sometimes we had problems following it, because of the flashbacks. In order to fully understand the book, we had to talk about it.
So, what can you do with the book in the classroom?
We think there are a lot of important topics in the book. Teenagers should deal with them before leaving school, so those topics can be discussed. But the teacher has to come up with a good way of talking about them, especially with violence at home, molesting or suicide. Those topics are pretty heavy and should be dealt with in the right way. Some teenagers might even think about suicide themselves or have experienced violence or molesting. So teachers should definitely deal with it in class, but still have to be careful with what they make their students do with it. For example, letting the students think about how Charlie felt after finding out his friend committed suicide is one option, because then they have to imagine what effects suicide has on everybody else around them. Whereas some other topics like family, friendship or relationship are something every student has experienced and can talk about. The issues that Charlie has to deal with are authentic. Your students might have similar problems in their teenage life. They also can identify with at least one of the characters because they are male and female characters. So both boys and girls will probably like the book.
The author, Stephen Chbosky, also did the screenwriting of the film version, which is also called The Perks of Being a Wallflower. This film can be used as a comprehension support. The publisher Cornelsen offers an annotated version, which is also very helpful. Students find hard vocabulary and explanations for idioms on the same page. While working with The Perks of Being a Wallflower, we were reminded of what problems teenagers have to face every day. It even encourages the teacher's empathy for students who are in the process of finding their identity. So, in general, we would recommend using the book in the classroom if the topics are dealt with in a good way. Students from grade 10 up who are good in English can definitely understand and relate to it.